Come in.
Hey. How goes it out there? Do you have everything under control? Really? Cool. But you were able to handle it. That's great. Dorito. Suit yourself, dude. Come on, come on. Got it. Can you believe I'm on like a 10-game winning streak? That's a personal new record for me. Why are you making that face? Turn off the game. Why? Didn't you hear me? 10-game winning streak? Can you imagine if I make it to 20? Okay. You don't have to raise your voice at me. Well, technically, I'm still the boss, so be more polite. So it could be so important that you need to interrupt my game, dude. Wait, isn't that great news? I mean, Dad's always talking about how employees never... Fuck. Shit. My office is a disaster. Why wouldn't you warn me earlier about this? Because it's your fucking job, dude. You know I don't read the emails. Dad will fucking kill me if he finds out I've let you do everything here. See, yeah, that's what you get for taking the job too seriously. You should have hung out here with me and played a few rounds of Fortnite. God knows I offered. But no. What did you always say? I'm here to work and get promoted, not to have fun and play around. You did the job too well, bro. Now we're both fucked. I should have known this was too good to be true. So how long do we have? One day. Oh, no. We're so screwed. Game over. I'm done. You're gonna be fired. Dad said if I screwed up again, then I'm cut off. I'm actually gonna have to get a real job. And fucking pay attention. Don't tell me to calm down. Okay. This is fine. I'll just clean up my office, and you can tell me how you've been running things. What? I eat when I get nervous. You're right. I need to make my office look like I do actual work. Don't wear a hoodie tomorrow. But what will I wipe my Dorito-stained fingers with? Oh. Don't eat Doritos at my desk. Got it. I need to open my blinds, too. I can do that. Yeah, I can't leave this room dark like all I do is play video games in here. You know what? We can do this. I can do this. Speak to me. Dad. Yes, of course. We are expecting you tomorrow. I was just speaking to one of my top employees about it. Well, wonderful. Oh, right now. Huh? I said, of course we're ready. We're always ready. See you soon. We are not ready. He said 5 minutes. He's practically already here. Shit. Give me your shirt. He's gonna know I've been eating Doritos if he sees me like this. Well, I don't know. You can wear my hoodie if it fits you. Come on, hurry up. Quick. Dude, don't stare at me like that. Have you never seen boobs before? Fuck. I like wearing hoodies. But they get hot when I... What am I explaining? Less talking, more changing. Oh God, how do I look? Your shirt goes with my jeans pretty good. All right, perfect. Let me clean up the office. Help me, please. Okay, yeah, nice, nice. This looks presentable. All right. Fuck, put my Xbox under the desk. Move your ass, man. Hide the controllers. Shit, my drawers are filled with snacks. Put them in my hoodie, quick. Dad, hey, how are you? How was the drive from headquarters? Have you met my second in command? Yeah, I don't know how I would run this place without him. He's definitely on the come up. Oh. I guess I have been taking it easy on the dress code enforcement. But I mean, he's such a hard worker. I let him wear hoodies to work. I mean, you give them a little comfort and they reward you with loyalty and hard work. Really? I sound like a wise boss. Thank you, Dad. So you wanted to talk business? Of course. Okay, we can pick this up after I finish speaking with my father. Thank you. Yes, I can tell him to stop wearing hoodies. No problem. No, he doesn't need a written warning. Thanks, Dad. I will be seeing you later. Mm-hmm. You, in my office now. Dude, why didn't you tell me this branch is the best in the company? Dude, Dad was elated. He actually said he was proud of me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. He wants me to oversee 2 branches. Isn't that awesome? He was pissed about my hoodie, though. I'm sorry. It's okay. I said I'd give you a stern talking to. That's why it was all.
You in my office now.
Did I scare you? You want your shirt back? Okay. Close the blinds for me, will ya? This shirt does smell really good. What cologne? Oh, it's very nice. Suits you. You're doing it again. You're staring at my titties. Didn't think they were this big, did you? Well, they're big, okay? Dude, are you drooling? You don't look so bad yourself, Mr. Sixpack. I should have known a guy like you works out. Do you? Well, do you want to see him? I mean, you saved my life today, so I guess I could let you take a peek for a few seconds. Okay, but don't you go telling anybody that we did this. People look at me funny when they find out I have massive knockers. So there you go. What do you think? Not bad, huh? I was kind of a late bloomer. These babies ruined my sports career for me my senior year in high school. Whoa, touch them. No, that wouldn't. What? That wouldn't be smart. Fuck. No, don't stop. Stop, I like it. Oh, you're really good at handling these big babies, aren't you? Oh, yeah, they're really sensitive, too. Oh, dude, we're at work. You can't. Shit. You can't be licking my nipples. Because it's making me wet. How would you like it if I grabbed your cock right now? Oh yeah, let me grab it. Ooh, oh my god. That was a mistake. Why? Because you're fucking huge, that's why. How come I've never seen you hard before? How was that? You just had a tiny cock. I am too feminine. Women don't have to be in heels and a pencil skirt all the time, too. Never mind. Because I just felt it jump in your pants when I said heels, pencil skirts. I did it again. So you mean to tell me you never saw me as a woman because I never dressed that way in the office? But I take off my hoodie and you go. Dude. Dude. Wait. Don't play with my nipples and... Oh. Fuck, I warned you. We had a good thing going, but things are about to change. Oh, because it's like Niagara Falls in my pants, and when that happens, I get really slutty. Oh, shut up. I can do some things right. And I definitely know how to suck cock. Okay, then. Shut up and watch me. No, seriously, shut up. We are in the office still. This is the thing I can't brag to my dad about. What would he say? Hey, Dad. I suck at business, but I'm a pro at sucking cock. They called me Glugzilla in college. I passed my labs by sucking the TAs off and getting extra credit points. My degree should have been in gluconomics. Sorry for talking too much about my dad again. But that just proves how good I am at this. Because you're still hard as a rock. Can I call you Daddy while I do this? Thank you, Daddy. Damn, it's been a while. Since I had a cock this big. You know how much I love to suck your cock, Daddy? You didn't expect me to be so good at this, did you? Girl failure. Hardly. I'm spoiled and lazy. There's a difference. I could be a girl boss. I choose not to be. Why stress myself out? I grew up watching my dad be a success. And what did it get him? He was never any fun. He has 3 failed marriages. And he has his kids run various branches of his business, just begging for his approval because he was never home to give us any affection. Shit, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. I won't bring him up again, I promise. It's just that all he talks about is work, business. Kind of like you do. My therapist is gonna have a field day to tell her about this. Look at that pre-cum daddy. Did you like how I jerked your cock? You want my mouth again? Okay, Daddy.
Who is it? We're in the middle of handling some urgent business. He'll get back to you in like 20 minutes. Fine. He will be there with you soon. I said he'll be there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, just send him an email, Sheila. Now go the fuck away.
Do you think she could tell?
That I'm sucking your cock right now.
No, this cock is too good to fucking stop sucking it.
I'm only stopping if you shoot a load down my throat. Don't tell me you're thinking about work right now. Not while you're getting a good old sloppy toppy. No, fuck Sheila. And her memos. You're on break. I'm the only boss, Daddy, and I order you to enjoy my... dirty glug glug action with kung fu grip. What does it do to let go? You can't be hard during work anyways. Good job. Now empty those balls down my throat. Am I doing good? Daddy, am I a good girl? Do you believe me now? Yeah? That they called me Glugzilla? All down my throat. So much gum. That was fun. I think we should do that again sometime. Huh? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, you're so strong. I'm in a dainty light, girl. Granted, a good amount of it is in my heavy tits. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you really love my tits. Oh, you're a boobs guy. Maybe I'll start wearing blouses to work when I want you distracted. I could definitely get you to lose focus. Just lean over in a tight office siren look. Who would have thought that my wearing hoodies every day contributed to your successful career? If I had these babies out, you'd be so bad at your job, you might have gotten fired already. I guess you agree, don't you? Don't stop. Hey, why did you stop? Whoa. Hey, dude, we can't book in here. Because... Yes, like my nipples. Because I'm not quiet. What do you mean you don't care? Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck, you don't care that everyone will know that we're fucking. Oh, fuck, what if someone tells my dad? Sorry, I'm doing it again. No more mentions of my dad. Wait, what did you say? You just whimpered something. I'm hot. Oh, you really think so? Oh, my body drives you crazy. Oh, I meant it, you know. I'm gonna be wearing blouses a bit more. I might even put on some skirts and heels. I fucking hate wearing them. Oh, shit, dude. When did you just get in my heart? Holy shit. Some makeup and heels. And actually try to do the job for once. You lose your shit, won't you? Bend me over and fuck me once you see me, won't you? Fuck. No, I haven't been fucked this good in so long. Usually guys don't want to fuck. Or if they do, they ask for a blowjob. And I make them come so hard. That, my pussy gets neglected. How will you take care of my pussy, daddy? You definitely got the daddy dick that I need. Oh. You're gonna have to cover my mouth. What other kinks do you have beside office sirens? Free use. What the fuck is that? Wants your money. I'm already rich. Oh, that's fucking hot. So if I were in my office siren clothing and you could see my breast? So you'd like it if I were in my office siren clothing and you could see my tits? The cleavage is, like, so obvious. It makes your cock bulge so much that you can't concentrate on work. You come into my office and I say something like, I'm busy working. Just bend over the desk and take a phone call and send emails. Oh. Fuck, the office is gonna know we're fucking. I told you I'm loud. I'm definitely. Oh, fuck. Cover my mouth. I'm gonna go. Oh my God. What a dick. You want to come, Daddy? Are you close? Okay. Yeah, keep fucking me. Tell me when you're really, really close, Daddy. No? No? Okay, good. Oh, yeah. Now my throat. We're in my mouth. I fucking love what you're called. So warm. And you. Dude, you've come twice. How are you so fucking hard still? Oh, are you even human? Oh, how can you be this hard? Oh, my breasts and the talking about bending me over the desk was doing it for you. Okay, Danny, let's do it. But if you're still hard after this, you're on your own. Yeah. You're gonna just have to wank in the bathroom or something. See? That's why you're so fucking hard. You're backed up, dude. Guys, I have to jerk off at least 3 times a week. I'm sure I read that somewhere. Okay, I'm putting my hands on the desk and bending over. Are you ready? Oh, you want to be rough, Daddy? It's okay. Oh, I'll be rough. Pull my hair. Oh. Ooh, how is my pussy? Oh, is it tight for you? Good. Because I love your cock. Oh! Oh! Oh, look at you cutting loose. You're a naughty daddy. Oh, yeah, you are. You want to come on my back, don't you? Oh, fuck, that's so nasty. How will I clean up that mess? Well, no. I love my hoodie. Plus, you're just saying that so I stay in my bra the rest of my shift. No, you're going into my private bathroom and wiping me off with the paper towels, okay? Okay. Yes. Yes. Oh. Keep pounding my pussy, Danny. Do you love watching my heavy tits dangle from my... Oh, yes. Play with my nipples. Fuck, you really love my boobs, don't you? Shit. Oh, 43. Shit, that's my dad's cell. No, I have to answer that. If he's coming back, just be quiet and don't move. Hi, Dad. What's up?
You're not coming back here, are you?
No.
Good.
Because I'm already celebrating the news with my top employee.
Yeah, we're leaving early to go eat and Tabitha's. And me.
On me,
yes. I told him not to wear hoodies to the office.
Yeah, I told him. He promised it.
Ah, he will never let it happen again.
Really, Dad?
You're so proud of me. That's why you called.
Ah, Daddy.
Huh? No, just whispering to myself. Oh, you think I have a mind for business? Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Sorry, I can't help it. I have a praise meeting.
You think I could maybe take over the business?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, that's a dream come true, Daddy. Can you say it again? That you're proud of me? Oh, that's just him. He said, "Oh, housemate."
Yes, I'll tell him.
I'll tell him that big things are in store for him.
Wow, that's great. We'll do. I'll tell him that too.
Yep. Yep, I'm gonna need him to help me every step of the way. We're just really, really excited.
Oh, I sound excited.
Yes, Daddy,
Well, yes.
Well, Daddy, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yep, the time for our reservation is coming.
Bye.
Oh, God. I'm coming.
Oh, yes, pull it out and spray all over my back. Fuck you. Do it, Danny. Oh, shit. Is it weird that my pussy got tight every time my dad praised me? My therapist is going to love this story. Okay, please go get the paper towels, but wet a few of them for me. I don't want to feel all sticky when we go out to eat. Yeah, we're really going. Dad said he's covering the bill. He also said, as a gift, he's covering a trip on his yacht for you and your significant other. You want to bring me?
Cute.
But who's running things here if both of us are out?
Sheila!